Sí.
With the big time story lines. Yeah.
You're listening to Realism Sports Talk with your host, Terrell Jenkins.
Welcome back, Realism Raw Sports Talk. Oh, it's been a minute. But I'm so glad to have these two guys with me tonight. Thank y'all for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify. Check us out on our Facebook page, at Realism Pod on Twitter, and Realism Sports Talk on TikTok. This is episode 187. I'm at my brother's crib because we're going to be going to a game tomorrow. So I'm going to stay here, do the show over here. Speaking of my brother, you know, I just found out I got another brother, another sister, actually two more sisters, aunts, uncles, everything. I'm out here on cloud nine right now. Jenkins family in the house. Represent, love y'all in Richmond. Can't wait to see everybody. And when I say everybody, I want to see everybody from the little kids to the old grandma. I want to see everybody. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? I want to see everybody. It's a blessing. My dad hung around long enough for us to reunite. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Alvin Lewis Jenkins. Yeah, that's where I got my Lewis Jenkins from. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited right now, family. Family is making me just giddy like a mug. I'm just giddy like a mug. Always love for my Commanders, you know, hoping for the best for everything. And I got love for my five time. Where's Brian? Where you at, Brian? Look. He act like
he'll get here. Don't worry.
Nah, he's there. He can hear me. I know what he's doing. For my five time. NBA 2K cover boy, Mr. Kobe Bean Bryant. And then all the love. You know the picture right behind me? All the love right there for my mama. I'm pleased to have my man Brian back in the building. If anybody can give the gab with me, this guy can. Brian, what's good with you, man? How you doing out there in Kansas City?
We good, man. We just, you know, had a bit of a bump in the road last night, you know, at one that ran drive. But, you know, it happens. You know, we got guys that can't catch the football. But other than that, everything's going pretty good.
So where can we find you at? Where can we hear some of your quality podcasting skills?
Yo, man, you can find me at B Jones Sports on Twitter and the Zone with Brian Jones podcast. So Wednesday, run back the Zone Reblog. Of course, right here on Realism Sports Raw, you know the deal.
That's right. And then my man from way across over there in the mountains, my man Jimmy, who is a Bengals fan, who I got them in the Super Bowl, so we got something in common. Hopefully, I won't jinx this team. But Jimmy, what's good? What you into? Where can we find you at? What's going on with you?
Man, I thought I had a lot of podcasts. Brian just blew me out of the water. You can follow me at FEOTB Pod, Far End of the Bench Podcast, every Thursday. Now that football season started up, I got Top of the Mountain, which is a D2 football show that I do with one of my old college teammates for local stuff. Yes, I am in the middle of the mountains. That's why we got, shameless plug, but you know, you can go get this on bonfiresports.com/variety-sports-network. No, man, I'm excited to be here. I told you when I came on, I owed you one. You came on with Nico and I talked a little NBA playoffs way back at the beginning of the summer. I'm a teacher, so now that seems like 8 years ago, but I'm glad to be back. I'm finally talking about, I got to figure out which way the camera goes. The Bengals. The Bengals are relevant to talk about, so I got to go on as many short sports shows as I can before that's not a reality anymore.
That's one reason I can't wait for the NBA season to start so Nico can stop talking about the world champion damn Denver Nuggets. So tired
every
of him.
Time,
I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him.
Every time he says it, I'm like, Denver Nuggets still NBA champions.
Denver
still
champions Nuggets. 2023. Denver Nuggets. Hey, guys. We got a big show tonight. But just so y'all remember, on Realism Sports Talk, we talk about sports from the Hall of Famers to the local talent to the
Big-time storylines.
That's right. The big-time storylines is definitely the NFL is back. And we're going to talk about the Thursday night football game, week one of the NFL schedule. We got injuries everywhere. And I know we play fantasy, and we're all in a fantasy league together. there's injuries showing up everywhere. One actually was one for your team, Brian Kelce not playing, but there's still more going on. And then we got fantasy talk matchups, and then all the big time storylines involved in it. So let's go ahead and start, Brian. You already started off with the team. We know y'all were undermanned. Kelce, who was probably other than Mahomes, the best player on your team, and then at least on the offensive side. And on the defensive side, you had Chris Jones in the press box. In the press box, not on the field. So what was your take on the game?
Like I said, I don't think we played particularly well. I also don't think this is the Chiefs team that you're gonna see here going forward. Sky Moore, for all the preseason hype he had, he's gonna do this, he's gonna take a step up. You can't go out and have zero catches for 0 yards in 2 drops.
The sky is falling.
One of those balls, and again, I'm going to get to Kadarius Toney here in just a second. You can't have the ball hit you in your hands and you don't catch it. That's unacceptable. Patrick does his job. Patrick ball time. Patrick moved around. Patrick evaded the rush. It's your job to catch the football.
Yep.
Kadarius Toney, and y'all know for a fact, look at my Twitter timeline, I've been a big Kadarius Toney fan. I tweeted out KT season loading with the police lights. Last season, during Super Bowl week, everybody was asking, we're going to make it big play. I said, KT will make a big play.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, who going to step up? I said, Kadarius Toney will step up, will make big plays, will win this game. He did that. All offseason, I've been hyping this dude up. You can't go out there and cause no pick six, bro. You can't do that.
Let me ask you a question.
Who's the game for your team?
Brian, let me ask you a question, Brian.
I'm getting to that.
Do you think that he was completely healthy? Because we knew all during the preseason and everything leading up to this, we were hearing that he was hurt and wasn't going to be even around for the first couple of weeks. Then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, he's there. Do you think that he was healthy completely?
No. He was probably at 70% maybe. 75 is stretched at 70% maybe. But again, they sold the replay. The ball literally is in your hands. If you catch this football, if you juke by the guy who went back for a pick six, if you get by him, you have 6 points in front of you because there's nobody behind him. Nobody's behind
that's the
him.
Game.
That's a touchdown.
That's the game.
The ball hits in your hands, you flip it up, that's a pick six. So right there, that's 14 points you gave away.
Yep.
The defense held Detroit to 14 points without Chris Jones, who was sitting in the skybox like dang old Lex Luthor. In a Marvel movie playing out in the next move, I wonder when I can take over the city with his aces on the both sides of him and miss. Like, that wasn't a good look. Bart Scott said it perfectly.
I said the same thing.
You're going to be down there with your brothers.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to be on the field, not in the stands with your two little greedy, money-hungry agents who... I don't like those guys. I'm going to try to keep it clean. You know, I don't like those assholes.
He said I'm trying to keep it clean.
And you sit up in the skybox and you had them to 14 points, but if you were there, you could have helped make a difference. You could have got a sack. You could have got knocked down. You could have got
He's trying to get that money. He's trying to get his money. He wants his money.
Here's the thing. There's $9.5 million that are separating you. Okay? Follow me on the math. $9.5 million you guys are apart. You just lost $1.1 million last night. So now that's 10.3. By the way, those two agents, those two assholes you sit next to, by the way, your agents get 3% apiece. You got two agents. That's 6%. Oh, by the way, you got to pay state taxes. Oh, by the way, you got to pay federal taxes. Oh, by the way, there's a jack tax on there.
You know how much insurance costs on a Ferrari,
So the $10 million that you just cost yourself last night, you just handed 6% of that $10 million to them. The rest is taxes. The rest is your salary. Oh, by the way, every game that you miss this season, that money comes off the cap number for next year. So for all this, you know, I want to raise crap. Guess what? If the Chiefs tag you next year and you come back in week 8, they're gonna tag your ass for $11 million. Then guess what? You're talking about something. You want Aaron Donald money. They're going to go by this cap number and say, well, the cap is 12.
I mean,
30, the cap is 12.
Come on, Brian. You know how these contracts go.
Damn that. They offered him number two money. They offered him number 2 money on a 3-year deal. He said no. I like Chris Jones as a player. I always want athletes. Give them as money as you can. It's been demonstrated, especially in football. Your career is going to be over in one snap. But, son, this is bullshit. Get rid of them fucking clowns you got for damn agents. Do what J.J. White did. No, I'm being serious now. Do what J.J. White did when his contract was with Pittsburgh. His agents did the same crap. You know, you want to know what J.J. White did? J.J. White called... He called the Rooney family and said, can I talk to you guys tomorrow? Yeah, you come on in, talk to you. He said, no, can I talk to you? J.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt.
In Rooney's office. Not my fault, T.J. Watt, my bad. You know, it's late. T.J. Watt walked in to Dan Rooney's office, sat down, and got a deal hammered out in 60 minutes.
I mean, sometimes that works. You worried about too much of the money and everything. You know how this works. People get you get fined. You get fined if you don't show up.
It's not making much sense for you to do this.
They'll add it back in.
For a charity appearance, you know, one of the agents is sitting there looking like a bootleg Tony Soprano in the background with his arms crossed and shit. You know, then you come to the game, like I said, looking like damn Lex Luthor in the damn Marvel movie. I wonder when I can take over Kansas City.
Jimmy, this guy could cry about this dude all night long. We're not gonna let him keep doing that. Nah. So let's talk about some winners. Let's talk about the other team.
Besides the fact that I, as an Italian person, I saw those two agents and went, God damn, they look like they could be my cousins and they probably work for
It did look suspect.
It was not good. But I will tell you what did look good. That Detroit offensive line, all the hype, all of that, that's real. Touchdown that they scored at the end of the game, we run that play with my youth football team. We teach it. Frontside guard pulls, kicks out. Backside guy, whoever pulls, you lead up the hole. I tell the kids every day, hit the first person that shows. And that tight end did it and got David Montgomery into the end zone. We live in Colorado, I advocated for the Detroit Lions to be my family's team this year because we know the Broncos are probably going to suck.
We'll get to that.
Political here. I got a lot of listeners.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
So people are checking out your show. I get it, but like...
I'm a Kansas City, I'm a Chiefs fan. Yeah, you're going to suck.
We're bad. They're bad. They're not good. But I will say that Detroit line got me fired up. As a former offensive lineman myself, I was like, I would just want to sit in the meeting room and see their blocking schemes. That's artwork. That's poetry to me.
Well, let me ask you both something real quick. Since we do play fantasy and we're in the league together, I have Jahmyr Gibbs in a few leagues. I know some other people have Montgomery and whatnot. Do you see a trend that this is going to continue with Montgomery getting the bulk of the carries? Because when I saw Gibbs out there, he looked electrifying when he touched the ball. I know he didn't touch the ball as much as Montgomery, who averaged 3 yards a carry. I still say that he's going to be a factor because they ain't got nobody else to catch the ball except for Amon St. Brown. I mean, LaPorta showed up a little bit. What do you guys think? Does any of y'all have Gibbs?
I have Gibbs in one of my other leagues, so I was a little
harder too.
Do y'all feel confident with him still? You still feel confident with him?
Oh, when he gets the ball in space, he's electric.
Like, unless there's a white line, he can trip over and not score a touchdown.
He also played in Texas, so I'm going to hold that against him too. But, like, come on, man. He is fast compared to NFL players. If you're fast compared to NFL players, that means you're damn fast.
He is.
So just get him the ball in space. Throw a bubble screen every now and then. You don't have to be Campbell's Detroit Lions and run yourself into a wall every single play. Like, we can get out in space. You got the athletes now. I played against Amon-Ra St. Brown in our league. I'm pissed. I'm down 16.
Yeah.
I didn't have any offensive players last night, but I was like, damn, please don't throw it to Amon-Ra. Damn it.
Who else are you going to throw it to?
They handed off to Montgomery or throw it to St. Brown. That was all the Detroit Lions did last night.
What? Here's the thing with Gibbs, though, and you may have noticed this last night. When the linemen set the edge for him, if he gets out in space, like if he just like, I'm not going to say 5 yards. If he gets like 2 or 3 yards of space in front of him and can make that move to get to that next level, like he will later in the season, it's going to be nasty.
And he was spinning around. There was one play he got blown up in the backfield, was spinning around people and got a – I'm like, yo.
Space, 5 yards out of it.
I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
That's why I said we're gonna get about 4 or 5 games into the season. Like I said, they're gonna set the edge. He's gonna find that crease, and it's gonna be like 2 yards space in front of him, and all he's gonna see is a linebacker here and a DB there. And it's like, well, guess what? Hey, it's about 6 yards in the end zone. We're gonna race right now. Catch me if you can. Bye.
All right, one more point I want to ask. The fake punt at the 17-yard line. Do you think Dan Campbell did that? Why do you think he would do that? Because I know Detroit has a lot of hype this year. Everybody's hyping them up, doing these different things. You are on the road against the Super Bowl champions. What do you think the idea was from him? Is it something that he just studied or just he studied and thought they could get away with it? Because if you don't make that play, which resulted in a touchdown, and you set Patrick Mahomes up at the 17-yard line, and now you're going to get – I feel like that would have snowballed into something else that could have changed the whole direction of your season. Instead, you got it. You get a road win against the Super Bowl champions, which maybe now motivates everything else and moves your momentum to winning. What do you think about that play call?
There had to be something on film that was a tell. That's the only estimation I have read. There had to be something on film that they saw either last season, that they saw against New Orleans, that they saw against Arizona, that they saw against Cleveland in the preseason, that they said, hey, if, you know, because the way it lined up was just like a normal, regular formation.
Yeah. I'm turning my head. I'm thinking it's a part.
Yeah. So there had to be a tell somewhere where they were lined up, and the Chiefs have had this happen to them the last 2 years as well, where teams have run fake punts and they've done passes. So there had to be a tell somewhere on the line, somebody lined up wrong, mm-hmm. a hand, a movement, where they lined up on the line. There was a tell that's somewhere in there that their special teams coach or coordinator or you know special coordinator sat back and watched film and said, okay. All right, you know what? I see this. It could be personnel. It could be anything. It could be anything. Tell somewhere in there where Detroit did their homework and said, okay, if we see this, run it.
I agree. All right, so let's go to the next game. Let's get to week one now, week one. So now that Detroit got this big win, now people are still going to be putting them in the conversation in the NFC. And I had them on one of the shows. I've already said I thought they were going to make it at least to the second round of the playoffs, possibly even the conference championship. Another team that has that pressure to get to that level is the Dallas Cowboys. They start the season with all this hype and everything else, but they're on the road against a giant team that did make the playoffs. Daniel Jones got some money. Barkley's back in the house. You got Darren Waller. Even though now Waller might have an injury, and I got him in fantasy, he's pissing me off. Dax got the pressure now because there happened to be another first-round quarterback in the room now. Dallas' defense hyped up McCarthy's play calling. What is your big-time storyline for this game, Jimmy? Your first big-time storyline, what are you most intrigued to watch about this game first?
I know you know, and I know, when your owner sucks, your team is going to suck.
Brian called that shit.
He's not lying.
Shut the hell up. you have Dak Prescott that you paid so much money. Make him your starting quarterback. Don't bring in some first-round toy that you want from some other team that you wish you would have drafted. Don't say, I wish you would have drafted Jalen Hurts. You have your guys. You pay. All of them. You write the checks. So if you have somebody that you don't want, shut up and go get him in the offseason. We don't need you talking. As a player, if I was in the Cowboys locker room, I'd be like, Jerry Jones, shut your ass up. Dax, our
quarterback. I would try to collect the passer right now. You're preaching.
I don't even care that much about Dak Prescott. But if you have the guy that you've paid as your starter, make him your starter. Talk to him like he's your starter. Don't say, I'm going to bring in Trey Lance from San Francisco, who hasn't done anything, played 12 games since high school, all of that bullcrap. Do not bring that here and screw up all the chemistry that we built through the preseason. You are sabotaging yourself. You did not win any of those Super Bowls. Jimmy Johnson won you those three Super Bowls. You brought in a coach that would do whatever you wanted for the third one.
A puppet, yeah.
You haven't done anything. Facts. Jerry Jones, shut up.
All right, so you talking about the owner and all that stuff, and I think basically what you're boiling down to is now, suppose Dak doesn't play well. Now what happens?
I don't want to hear about that.
You know, what happens now? What's your big intriguing thing about the game, Brian?
Three things with Dallas. Four things. I 100% agree with everything he said. Secondly, Dallas was the only team to offer San Francisco what they wanted for Trey Lance. They had three of the teams that were lined up to offer 6-round picks. Dallas was the only one to offer the 4th-round pick. Dallas needs offensive linemen right now because you have Smith he's basically on his way out. You know, you have Travis Frederick who held out, got his money, he came back. But let's be honest, how long is he really going to be happening on a 1-year deal? You're looking at replacing him. CeeDee Lamb is there. But Michael Gallup is coming off an ACL injury. Your tight end basically went. Your best tight end on your team went to Houston. What other receiving threats do you have?
You got Cooks. You needed Brandon Cooks.
Okay, he's a concussion case.
He's better than fucking Sky Moore. He's better than Sky Moore. And Kadarius Toney. And MVS.
I got their caught a ball for him last night. But you get what I'm saying. They had other offensive needs. You offered them a 4th-round pick when everybody else is offering a 6th. You have a quarterback, .3, that is a $60 million cap hit next year.
Maybe that's why they brought in the quarterback.
You caused an unnecessary quarterback conundrum in your team and in your quarterback brain by picking up Trey Lance's contract. 2 years from now, are you going to pick up his 5th-year option? It's $25 million. Dak is making 44. So are you really going to commit? $69 million for one position? What you going to do then?
Hold on a second. I think that we're going. Listen, this is week one. This ain't preseason no more. We're analyzing all these teams. I'm talking about the game.
Right, but it's a problem now. It's going to be a problem next year. It's going to be a problem 2 years from now.
I'm talking about the game.
His 5th-year option comes up, and it's $25.9 million.
The game.
Prescott 44, and you still only won one playoff game in the past 3 years because they're not winning a playoff game this year, by the way. They'll make it. Fine. But they're going to get in the wild card round, do what they normally do, fist down their left leg. And, oh, my God, it's Dallas. And Jerry Jones is crying at the press conference, and Dak Prescott, we got to do better as a team. I be better as a quarterback. We need to make your proof. But the same old generic old bullshit. Mike McCarthy can't coach to save his damn
The game. The game. The game.
The game, Brian Daboll out-coaches the shit out of Mike McCarthy. And
every time.
So do the Giants win the game?
Of course.
By 13 at least. By 13.
Y'all are smoking.
Don't give me that look. You hate the Cowboys more than anybody on this show.
You're a Washington Commanders fan. You should be ecstatic.
Hey, but I'm realistic, though. I'm realistic. I do think it's a tough matchup. But y'all are acting like Dallas is some scrubs. Like, their defense ain't official. You know what I'm saying?
Brandon Bowen coming back off an ACL injury. They have no running game. They're going to sack 5 or 4 until Dak Prescott beats you.
I can rewind the tape and talk about and see you talk about Daniel Jones all the time being horrific. Right? Now all of a sudden, he's supposed to do some stuff. And Micah Parsons, you forget. Micah Parsons on the other side.
That's one player.
They got way more players than that.
I'm not gonna
be an apologist for the Cowboys ever. I think it's gonna be a good game.
He ain't soft against the run.
I think it's gonna be a good game.
No, don't do that. He ain't soft against the run.
I don't care about either team. Hell with both of them. I don't care. Parsons is a man. Parsons is probably the third best defensive player in the league.
But is he soft against
the run? Is he the third best player, defensive player in the league? So he can't be that damn soft. He can't be that soft. He can't be that soft. Okay, soft is your best defensive player sitting in the press box with two mafiosos up there sitting there watching his team get their ass beat. That's what happened. That's what happened. That's what happened.
making $20 million a year and only getting three sacks a season.
Hey, man, I'm not an apologist for the Cowboys. I hate them and the Giants. No offense to my new brother-in-law. No offense to you, baby. I know you're a Giant fan and Skiller, but sorry. Both teams are horrible. So let's get to something else, because y'all out here crazy with them two teams. Crazy. Y'all talk about the whole organization. I want to know about the games. The games. All right, so here's another game. Houston, who Brian said that he wanted to see Hard Knocks midseason to see CJ Stroud.
I sure did. Ah!
Ain't nobody watching that shit. Anyway. Anyway. Hold on. Y'all be jumping around. Y'all be jumping around. There's Rick right there. What up, Rick? What's good with you, baby? Yeah, hope you're feeling all right. Anyway. How do I get this off here? There it is. All right, so look. Houston on the road. Rookie quarterback. Damian Pierce looked good last year. I got him in fantasy, whatever. Do we think that Damian Pierce, how do you feel about him fantasy-wise?
Man.
Are you high on him or are you lower on him?
If he can do what he did last year, he'd be like a good, let's say you're competing for your fantasy championship, he'd be a good waiver wire or if nobody...
Waiver wire?
Well, I know. I'm talking like if it was just, forget about last year. He is the only running back that Houston is going to throw out there. So he's going to get the carries. He's going to get the points. I think that he's going
to... You got Singletary from Buffalo?
He ain't shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying he sucks. He can give him a blow every now and then. He sucks. We know.
So y'all not high on him either. You're not high on him.
He's going to have to do what he did last year. And with a rookie quarterback, I am not the right person to talk about C.J. Stroud. I hate Ohio State more than anything in college football. So I would always say that he sucks and he's not going to do well. But especially against a team that I hate in the Baltimore Ravens this week, I think Damian Pierce is going to struggle because that Ravens defense, I'm not – the specifics of who's coming back, I don't know. But they've had their program in place for quite some time, and Houston is still trying to get over the whole Deshaun Watson fiasco. I would say that this week, Damian Pierce, he may ball out, but Houston's going to lose that game. And they're probably,
of course.
I see a 10-point spread right now. I would say Baltimore probably covers that spread.
All right, so Brian, on the other side, Baltimore. We all know about Lamar. We all know everything. But now it's week one and more injuries. Now OBJ is injured. Now he's got a little injury. We already know about everybody else on the team being injured. So my question to you, as somebody whose team always makes the playoffs and hosted an AFC championship game the last 5 years, with the hype of Baltimore and everything else with all these new toys, how much of the injury concern affects them going forward? Because this game, they should definitely win. I feel like if they're not successful this year, the coach needs to be fired.
Okay. Here's the thing. John Harbaugh can't control those guys' health, who gets injured, who gets what. Well, I said this during training camp. This is the first day of training camp when J.K. Dobbins, and I think it was J.K. Dobbins, Patrick Queen, if I'm not mistaken, and it was Duvernay, they're the wide receiver. This is the first day of training camp. These three guys were put on the basically the PUP list for training camp, basically. I tweeted out, and I meant it now. The Bengals are not going to be the Bengals' biggest obstacle this year. The Steelers, the Chiefs, the Dolphins, the Bills, none of these teams are going to be their biggest obstacle. Their biggest obstacle is going to be keeping guys out of the training room, off of IR, and on the field.
There you go.
If they are healthy, they are a contender. But again, Odell Beckham Jr. is basically playing on a twice-repaired ACL. You have Lamar Jackson that's coming back from a semi-serious knee injury. He got his money. J.K. Dobbins can't stay healthy.
Ohio State
can't stay healthy. They have offensive line injuries where they've had to shuffle people in and out. We can't even start their defense with Queen and with guys up front where they've had to shuffle everything. Baltimore, from a talent perspective, if healthy, can compete for the Super Bowl. I just cannot absolutely 100% depend on that team being healthy enough to make it through. They're another team that they'll make the playoffs. They're not winning the North. That's Cincinnati's to begin with. I'm tired of people saying about Cleveland. That's a 7-win team. Pittsburgh may win 9 or 10, but again, with the way the AFC is set up, that's not going to be good enough to get them in. That division is Cincinnati's. If Baltimore is healthy, they'll contend. If not, they're 1-and-done in the playoffs.
All right, well, since you keep bringing up Cincinnati, which is my favorite to go there, I mean, the quarterback, Joe Cool, got his money. He got his money. He got a whole lot of money, which means he's gonna lose some pieces. He's gonna be losing pieces. But anyway, they're on the road and they struggle against Cleveland. I mean, it's known they suck against Cleveland for some weird reason. They're on the road. Deshaun Watson had a full offseason. You know what I mean? He's back there. They got some new toys to go with Amari Cooper. I think this game is a little trickier than what most people think because Burrow, we don't know his health. We saw him get hurt. I mean, he was hurt. We haven't seen much. Listen. All I'm saying is, as a quarterback, when one of your wheels gets messed up, I don't care if it's 80% or not. Miles Garrett over there. I mean, there's. All I'm saying is, be careful. Be careful. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jimmy.
No, you're true. Like, they have not won in Cleveland in 5 tries. And if you remember last season on Halloween,
they won Sunday.
They got absolutely killed on Monday Night Football in Cleveland last year. They won in Cincinnati. But Cleveland is like a house of horrors.
Right.
I will never back Deshaun Watson as a quarterback ever again. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Robert Kraft was starting at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, or is it
Deshaun? R. Kelly.
Because they have R. the big, Kelly. Yeah, R. Kelly could be thrown into that conversation, too. I used to say Bill Cosby. Like, who's starting at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? I know what his name is, but who would you like
to
be? Because he is a...
He's a nasty... No, damn it. I'll say it for you. He's a nasty, disgusting individual. Yeah,
Jimmy!
I will never pick a team that he is on again.
Amen, me neither.
He is good as a football player, but is he the same quarterback that in Houston went to Cincinnati and won his first road game where he sprinted down the middle of the field for a 48-yard touchdown run? I don't think so. I don't think he's able to do that, especially against the talent that Cincinnati has brought in. I am totally 110% biased. I have the Cincinnati Bengals winning the division for the 3rd time in a row, first time in franchise history. I have them making the AFC Championship for the 3rd time in a row, first time in franchise history. I have them finally, since they paid Joe Burrow all that money, I hope that they can finally make it pay off. Whether or not it happens, I'm glad I got Joe Burrow as my quarterback. I finally don't have to worry about Andy Dalton / whoever the hell else you want to put at quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals.
The water pistol.
Jimmy. I can't let you get away with the whole Deshaun. I can't let you get away with talking about somebody's morals, okay? When you got a running back who punched women in the fucking face over and over again. What are you talking about?
He's talking about Joe Mixon.
He's punching bitches in the face.
Beating up kids.
But you talk about Deshaun Watson because he's getting felt up at a massage parlor where it's happy endings and shit.
I have a point on this too. I will back up why I hate Deshaun Watson. I really don't care about Joe Mixon that much because of all the shit that he's happened right now. The only thing that Joe Mixon has on the books is an incident from college. Now,
where he punched her right across her face over the table.
Of the people that are on this show, I don't have the experience of being called what that woman called him in a public space.
I've been called a nigger all my life, and I ain't punched no bitch in the face.
It's bad no matter what.
Neither am I. I mean, I wanted to.
You can't justify that.
It is awful no matter what. I'm not justifying it. He, up until last offseason, he had been making the strides to try and rectify that situation. Now I could give a shit less. I hope he gets hurt in the first week.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Joe Mixon does not control how well the offense does for the
Cincinnati. Yes, he does.
He had like 800 yards last season.
They played better without him in the lineup. Yeah. They played better without him in the lineup.
If they played better without him in the lineup, why did they let Piron go? And who you got behind him? Chris Evans, you got nobody. Joe Mixon is going to be a fantasy star this year. He's going to be a top 10 running back in fantasy.
Here's the thing. He did not get the touches last season to make his production worth it. But I think Trayvon Williams and Chris Evans can make up for Samaje Perine. Perine was, and if we're talking about situations in college, Perine also had a situation in college. So here's the thing. Okay.
That's your team.
He also doing this like a whole tribe at Oklahoma, but go ahead.
I will get off of the whole moral issue.
Thank you.
Deshaun Watson. I will get off of that because, yes, you're right. I have skeletons in my closet just like 89% of the NFL has skeletons in their
closet. Shit, I got dead bodies in mine. Shit.
Cheerleaders give their passports to them when they went overseas before they, you know, entertain. It's alleged, but
for Dan Snyder,
it's bad. Here's the thing: it's bad. Joe Mixon on the field this year will not have as much of an impact as what I think Deshaun Watson is going to lack on the field this year. I do not think that he's going to be anywhere close to what he was in Houston before this whole thing went down.
Maybe.
I do not. I may be proven wrong. But right now, as I'm sitting here as a Cincinnati Bengals fan, so let's make that clear, but I do not see him doing what he did in Houston in his last year.
Who wins this game?
The Bengals. Cincinnati by 8.
You're confident the Bengals win?
Absolutely.
They gotta break the streak at some point.
What's the point spread?
Right now, it's less on was 4 point. It was a 4.5.
Are they going to cover the point spread?
Absolutely.
I would say 4.5, yes. I'm seeing 2.5 on ESPN because they move the lines crazy depending on who you bet with. But I would say even at 4.5, yeah, I think that they win by 6 points.
Here's the thing. If you're taking away Nick Chubb away from that offense when he's down the field, who they really have as a threat?
That's not fair, dude. That's not fair to say that.
Njoku's been inconsistent since he's been in the league.
Njoku did all right last year. He came on. Watson loves a tight end. Watson loves the tight ends.
You just proved okay, we're not going to get. You open the door to like 5 jokes, but I'm going to let that one go. Njoku's been inconsistent.
And he loves Chubb.
Hey, you open the door, I'm bypassing the nonsense. Like I said,
Deshaun might play well.
Yeah, that's true too. Like I said, you know, if he has somebody to help besides a happy ending, man, it would do in a heartbeat. But anyways, they don't have an outside threat. Njoku's been inconsistent, and Chubb can only do so much. I think that Cincinnati with Higgins, with Chase, with Mixon, with Burrow.
Oh no, we don't need Mixon, right? No, you don't need Mixon.
No, I'm just no. He'll be there. I forget who the tight end is for Cincinnati, but he had a really good preseason. This preseason, I just think that Cincinnati has too much offensive firepower for them. It'd be something like 28-20.
Same three like head coach coordinator on both sides are all the same for the past 5 years. So they have no new
and team. I don't trust Cleveland's head coach because, you know, he be on that fugazi shit sometimes. So, nah. I'll take Cincinnati.
All right, that's cool. I feel you. I'm taking Cincinnati, too, but I think it's going to be tough. I think that game, the Dallas Giants game, and this game, nobody's giving Tampa Bay any kind of hope for anything. Tampa Bay is going on the road against Minnesota, and I look at it like Baker looked good in the preseason. I worry about Mike Evans. He wants his money. He might get traded.
Mayfield, what?
Right.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Number one pick in the draft. Like,
is the shit his career?
Here's my thing. When you are talented and you have talent around you, that makes you successful. Well, look at all these different college quarterbacks from these big schools have all these. How many Alabama quarterbacks have ever done shit, and they got all these damn players?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is an Oklahoma quarterback because he got benched. He got benched in Alabama. He got benched. He got benched. And I don't want to hear nothing about Jalen Hurts. We'll get back to him because he had one good year. He's had one year. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. So Tampa Bay, they got weapons around them. Minnesota still does not have a defense. Still don't. I think it's going to be Kirk Cousins last year. Is Jefferson going to live up to the hype? I don't know. Who wins this game?
That's a big question mark. Minnesota by 17. Next question.
Oh, man. 17?
17. It's so hard to beat the worst team in the NFL by more than 14. 17 is pushing it. I think that Tampa loses, and I'm saying that partially because my girlfriend is their Minnesota fan, so I'm just covering all my bases here. I picked them to lose in the wild card round last year. I thought that they were all hype. You can't win that by less than one score and be a really good team. You got lucky. Are you going to get lucky again this year? No. But do I think Tampa Bay has improved since Brady walked out that door? Hell no. Baker Mayfield does not equal Tom Brady. Whether you have the same weapons around him or not, Baker Mayfield and Tom Brady are different players. Is Baker going to do better? Who knows? It might last for like 4 weeks. But I could see the Vikings winning this one, but I think it's close. I don't think it's 17.
Not at all.
Opposite end of the spectrum. I'm sorry. Baker Mayfield sucks. Kyle Trask sucks. They don't have a running game. The offensive line is inconsistent. You got Mike Evans wants a new contract. Man's been basically throwing the middle finger at him. Chris Godwin has never really fully recovered from his ACL injury. You don't have a tight end threat. Their defense has more holes than a block of Swiss cheese at your neighborhood deli. You're going to be against Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins and the rest of those guys. I think they're going to air it out on their asses. I think it's going to be ugly. Like I said, Minnesota by 17.
I think it's going to be competitive. I think Minnesota will win, but I think it's going to be competitive. Another game I think is going to be competitive. Tennessee, even though D-Hop is now on the injury list. I mean, I don't know. Traylon Burks, is he going to be still hurt? Is Tannehill and Henry going to stay together? Is this going to be their last hurrah? You know what I mean? And then on the other side, we got Derek Carr, who I am super high on. Super high, and a lot of people are not. Michael Thomas looks healthy. Chris Olave, I think, is ready to take the next step. What we looking at? I say the Saints are going to run. I think that defense is going to be official all year.
I don't know about roll. I did pick them on our pick'em show. I think that they will win. They're only, as I'm looking right now, a 3-point favorite. And
that's how I'm feeling.
I've seen, I try and pay attention to with all my content. And you guys, I want to be able to jump on when I can. I try and pay attention to what I'm hearing. Mike Vrabel's defense is a bitch to play against.
It is.
Whether they have good players, whether they have bad players, he has the Belichick mindset. He will get your defense in a place to hold the other team to however many points that you need. Okay. Offensively, Tannehill, Derrick Henry, Traylon Burks now as the number one wide receiver. It was hard for me to say that they could possibly score enough points to win without all those guys. I think New Orleans wins. I don't know if it's going to be a blowout. It could very well turn into one. I will say that right now, New Orleans, with the way that they start seasons, Dennis Allen is continuing to be their head coach. Derek Carr should be an upgrade from Jameis Winston or whoever the hell the Saints had playing for him last year. He's better than that, too. That was just Sean Payton's toy. And funny you bring that up because I'm surprised Sean Payton hasn't tried to trade for him yet here in Denver. But
It's coming. Watch, it'll come.
I'm surprised he hasn't brought Tebow back. For God's sake, if he's gonna bring Taysom Hill over to the Broncos,
Are we talking about Denver yet? Are we talking about them yet?
Not yet. We get them next. I'm not a believer in Ryan Tannehill. This is his last year because his contract, his cap number next year is not worth what He has put four Derrick Henry's up for a new contract next year. So, you know, you gotta choose. Are you gonna play this mediocre ass quarterback, or are you gonna pay Derrick Henry? You got Malik Willis. For some inexplicable reason, they drafted mayonnaise boy Will Levis. Out of Kentucky, who couldn't beat fucking Vanderbilt, you know, and you still made him a sick.
What did Patrick Mahomes beat at Texas Tech? He ain't beat shit. He ain't beat nobody in Texas Tech.
Patrick Mahomes putting up 50 points
against everybody did as a quarterback for Texas Tech. Everybody did that. Come on. Nah, see, y'all do not be fair. Y'all see things and then y'all just don't get, you let things slide when it pertains to y'all's team. That's a problem. That's a problem. Who wins the game? So we can go to the next one.
I got the Saints by a touchdown, 27-20.
So we all got the Saints.
The Saints are going to win. There's no doubt in my mind.
Carolina, everybody's hurt. It might be rookies everywhere.
Yeah, that's
you might have Mingo. You might have Mingo and Bryce Young in there. I think the fantasy sleeper is Miles Sanders. I think Miles Sanders is going to be a top 10 fantasy running back anyway. And then you got the other side with all the gadget toys with Atlanta. Desmond Ridder says he's ready. Here's my question before y'all decide to pick. Who's going to have a better bounce back year? Kyle Pitts or Drake London?
He's starting to realize he has to ask his question before he lets us just talk about the
game. Yeah, because y'all would just be talking, and then y'all start talking about the subway in New York, and then y'all talk about the Golden Gate Bridge and all kinds of shit. I'm asking about the game.
At least you know we all get along, because this is like all the this is the sports conversations I want to have to end my week. I do not have much faith in Atlanta, but I have less faith in Carolina, because if I'm thinking about last season, the AFC North played the NFC South, and I played both of these teams. Carolina was so easy. Like, I didn't even turn the game on. I saw them up big early, and I was like, okay, cool. Let's move on to the next one. Atlanta, I like Arthur Smith. I liked him as the offensive coordinator in Tennessee. I don't know about Desmond Ridder, but I know more about Desmond Ridder in the NFL than I do about Bryce Young in the NFL. Here's the thing about skinny quarterbacks. If you cannot stay upright, it's a hard, hard 17 weeks that you're going to have to be getting the crap beat out of you. I don't think that their offensive line is going to be able to protect him. I think Atlanta's a little bit further ahead in that rebuild. So it's like the basement of the NFC South. But Atlanta's right here. Carolina's right here. I think Carolina loses the NFC South this year, and I think Atlanta wins this weekend.
I like it. Atlanta wins. Okay. You agree, Brian?
Same.
Yeah?
Yeah, same thing. And I think Drake London has a breakout year this year. Desmond Ridder's job is basically going to be
lob it
turn
up.
The ball to the spot, don't turn the ball over, manage the game. Kyle Pitts is coming off a major knee injury, so I think that he'll struggle a little bit in the beginning. He'll catch the ball long, but I think that Drake London will be a breakout star.
Okay.
They can't protect Bryce Young's blind side right now. The Jets blitzed them. The Giants basically lined up four dudes to one side of the field and basically said, "Hey, we're gonna do you guys like basketball. It's gonna be 4-on-2, and if you better get your running back in there, and even he won't be able to stop us." And they ragnarocked him for a quarter and a half before they got him out of there. So no DJ Chark. Miles Sanders ain't going to do so much. He's not really that good of a blocker. The offensive line obviously needs help. This could be a game where Bryce Young is going to get knocked around. Falcons 27-17. It could be 35-17.
Okay. I'm a cheer. And this goes out to Variety Sports Network. Variety Sports Network, out of your Falcon mind. They were on me one time. I was on I think them dirty birds are gonna win. They're not gonna win the division though. That's gonna be the Saints. I'm gonna stick with that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so since it's running long, guys, I'm gonna skip to the prime games. Darren from Fatboy Fadeaway and Brian and Tyler, they have this big bet for this game, San Francisco and Pitt. I think it's great. There's some big push-ups. They gotta do all these push-ups. San Francisco, they got Bosa back. You know what I'm saying? McCaffrey, MVP candidate. Pittsburgh, one of them up-and-coming teams. They got loaded weapons everywhere. Pickett taking that next step, and it's in Pittsburgh, week one. Can Brock Purdy go in Heinz Field and win? Or how we looking? How we looking, Jimmy? What you got?
Man, I'm glad that you brought up Brock Darren, because I didn't mention I'm also part of the Talking the Gridiron show that
yes.
Brock Sports Network put out on Sundays. I don't think Darren's going to be – I think Darren's going to be doing the push-ups. I think, you know, as it's like you trying to pick the Cowboys for a pick. I cannot
– I pick the Steelers to win.
I can't pick the Steelers. I can never pick the Steelers
yeah.
for what they did to me in 2005, for what they did to me for the entirety of my life. I cannot pick the Steelers. And I think that for now – I think it's going to be close. I think that the Steelers, they start off the season well. T.J. Watt's going to be healthy, so that's going to be a whole other wrinkle of things to add into what's going to be happening. But I do think San Francisco wins. I think they beat the Steelers. I'm hoping so, at least for my sake, because I think the AFC North is going to be a shark tank, and there's a possibility that all those teams are around 10-7 towards the end of the season. I need the Steelers to lose these out of division, out of conference games. And if they're going to lose to one of the best teams in the NFC, even better, because then they're not even on that level. So I say the 49ers win, but it can be close because TJ Watt wrecked shit. I know that firsthand, personal experience for the last 8 years or however, I don't even know how long he's played, but it feels like he's been there for my entire life. TJ Watt haunts my nightmares. He will always haunt my nightmares. Nobody can block him. End of story, period.
Well, you know who haunts nightmares and ruins lives and everything else? It's your boy Vontaze Burfict. Because now Antonio Brown is some moron freak crazy dude after Burfict had blasted his brain and all kinds of things. I mean, it's crazy
it's
shit.
It's a whole bad situation.
Yeah.
It was very hard to be a Bengals fan during that time because Vontaze, he was an undrafted free agent here. I liked when he played here because of the attitude that he brought. That was a dirty hit, and unfortunately, he's affected the life of Antonio Brown since that hit. So
see,
I'm not standing behind that.
You like dirty players. You like dirty players. You like men that beat up women, but you hate a man that gets a massage and wants a happy ending. That's what you hate.
I hate it when the team pays for it and then decides not to tell anybody. Just like how I hated Dan Snyder having all this money and then only saying to the NFL, oh, I got half of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
That's what it is. That's all I'm talking about. But
I got to give it to you.
I know. I get it. I got you.
Brian, who's going to win? Steelers got a chance to win?
Nah, I mean, yeah, they'll have a chance to win. But, I mean, it's basically going to come down to who has the better defense. I think San Francisco has a better defense than Pittsburgh. This will be like a 23-20 game, 21-17. Something that will come down to like the last 4 minutes and then – you know, you have somebody like Fred Warner that's going to step up, or Joey Bosa is going to step up and make a big play to close the game out.
Here's the big-time storyline. Here it is right here. San Francisco goes into Pittsburgh. Brock Purdy shits the bed, and all the conversation is going to be, we spent all this draft capital on Trey Lance, and we just let him go. We got ghost guy Sam Darnold, and Brock Purdy is still Mr. Irrelevant, and we got a superstar, Super Bowl caliber team, and we're never going to get there. It's going to be bad. I'm telling you, Seattle's going to win the division anyway.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're right. Seattle's going to win the division.
What? You agree? You agree with me?
Seattle will win the division. San Francisco will win the Super Bowl. My father ain't back. Not win the Super Bowl. They'll make the Super Bowl this year out of the NFC. I got the Chiefs winning it back to back.
Nobody ever agreed with me with that. Wow, that's impressive.
I can't say that I think Kyle Shanahan sucks because I went to the same high school as he did. So
it sucks.
Alumni pride. But in the Super Bowls, he's been god awful as a coordinator and as a head coach. And when they make it this year against the Chiefs,
they're not going to make it. I'm only going to do this just for the sake of you, Jimmy, and for the sake of Fat Boy Fadeaway Darren. But this is the doo-doo bowl, I think. I mean, you got the Raiders, and you got the Broncos. I mean, you got the coach out here defending Russell Wilson, talking about all these things with Hackett. And then all of a sudden, you're like, stop kissing babies. You ain't running for no public office. He knows that Russ ain't Russ no more. He knows that Russ ain't Russ no more.
Boy, I told you that. What
this could be a catastrophe. But even worse, we got Mr. Porno Star himself, Jimmy Garoppolo, on the other side. I mean, what's going on out here? I mean, what's going on? Oh, Jimmy, poor Jimmy, and riding Congressman Wilson. I mean, Jesus, do I want to watch this game? The only reason I'm going to watch this game is because I got Courtland Sutton playing in fantasy. That's about it. Who wins this game? Who wins the Doodle Bowl?
I said it on my show. I think that the Raiders win this week so that the Broncos beat them in Vegas later on in the season, and maybe Mark Davis finds the change in his couch to be able to fire Josh McDaniels. It's awful. This is the game. I love football being back. I obviously watch D2 college football. I don't want to watch this game. I have to watch this game because the co-host of my podcast is a die-hard Bengals fan. We made shirts for VSN last year that said, "Let's ride" on the back of him because everybody was bought in. He is not the quarterback we thought he was. Pete Carroll did a masterful job of coaching him to that one Super Bowl and really close to the second one, but you put the ball in his hands and what happened? Malcolm Butler interception.
Defense.
Against the Raiders, it's going to be better than what the Broncos put out last year because Sean Payton is an adult. He knows how to run a pro football team.
Who wins?
The Raiders. The Raiders
win
this week. The Broncos beat them later on in the season. Josh McDaniels gets fired. I'm sticking with that story. I'll tell anybody who will listen.
Who you got, Brian? You think they're going to win too?
The games? Who? The Broncos? Hell no.
You think the Raiders going to win too?
I think the Raiders may pull it out. The thing about it is that I can't trust Josh McDaniels, man. That's the one thing that I look at, and I look at it, and I go, yeah, Russell Wilson sucks. Yeah, the Broncos don't have Jerry Jeudy. Their defense
might play
in this offseason. I mean, you lost to the dog-ass Arizona Cardinals. Your first team went out there and like a first team. Cole McCoy went up and down the field. He looked like fucking Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes against you guys for your first series. You guys have looked like dog shit.
So y'all lost to the Colts last year. I want to hear that shit. Go ahead.
I want to pick the Raiders, but something tells me the Broncos are going to find a way to pull this off, and then you want to have Russell Wilson after the game. Broncos country, let's ride. And then like, shut the fuck up.
The Raiders are definitely going to win because their, minority owner is Tom fucking Brady. That's why. If anybody can cheat and do some shit to figure out some ways to do some maneuvering type stuff, paying some referees some shit, I mean, whatever's going on. Tom, I'm in a doo-doo bowl game. Yeah, in a game where there's two shit teams.
Hey, Raj, hey, man, hey, dog, you owe me.
I'm going with Tom Brady.
The game you owe me, Raj, I'm going to I figured out who's going to pay the buyout for Mark Davis' contract. It's Tom Brady.
There you go. There you go.
Tom Brady's going to pay it out and be like, hey, Josh, I loved you in New England.
Bye.
You're a great coordinator. You suck as a head coach. Absolutely suck. Capital S-U-C-K. It's bad.
Yeah. Not good. All right, a couple more games. Everybody listening on Spotify, thank you for checking us out. Episode 187. This might be the game of the week. Or one of the game of the week. I think it's going to be the most high-scoring game of the week. The Miami Dolphins. I mean, we've seen what they've been doing. If Tua's healthy, we saw what they did last year. And then we got the Chargers, who always seems like they're that close. And we forget Miami. They took Tua over Herbert. And we see how that's kind of playing out. How do we see this game going? How do we see it going? Go ahead. And Waddle might not play.
I'm sorry, I can't trust a team that I've said it before in this show. I've said it on social media. And I've said it all over the place. I can't trust a team that was up 27 and nothing. You pissed the bed. You're up 27 and nothing, and you lose the game, and you keep your head coach. If it was me, I would have fired Brandon Staley on the spot outside the locker room. You fly your monkey ass back home 3,000 miles on your own dime. I don't think they have no answers for Hill or Waddle. They got another wide receiver that's a rookie that where he's out there. He's got 4.243 speed.
They got a running back rookie too. Miami's got speed everywhere.
They got speed everywhere. I think if they can protect Tua and Tua protect himself, they're going to win like a 38-30.